Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And actually, you're going to have two or three witnesses this week concerning the guidance of the Lord. And we are going to talk today about light. It says in 1 John 1, mm-hmm. For the life was manifested, verse 2, and we have seen it and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, that was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship. And the Amplified translates that fellowship is partners and partakers with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we heard of him and declare unto you, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Walk in the light. We're told that in several places in the New Testament. Now, light stands for information. The word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And then the leading and guiding of the Holy Ghost, all that's real, I'm not talking about some imaginary thing, but what's real is light from above. And Jesus said he will guide you into all truth. And in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them and they thought that the people were drunk, Peter said, these are not drunk. This is that which was spoken by Joel the prophet, that in the last days I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And then immediately after that, he said, now this is going to happen. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. The dreams and the visions that are real mm-hmm. come by the Holy Spirit. So, Brenda, I want you to share with me and share with our people this dream vision you had.
Okay.
And when was it?
It was after it happened, and I was just kind of glancing over it, and it's amazing how much of it I had forgotten. But it, I wrote it, I typed it out, and so it was on Monday, February 8th, 1999. So I'm just going to read what I have here. And
you wrote that down right after it happened?
Yeah. It was within a day or two. Mm-hmm. And some of it kind of goes together, it's because if you when you get in the spirit, it's multidimensional. It's not three-dimensional. So
more than three dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can have two or three, 5, 10 things happen to you at once, and you can get it all. It's like there's no limitations, and then yet it all makes sense, if that makes sense to you. So praise the Lord. So anyway, it says, I was laying in bed. It was between 6:30 and 7, and I knew I had
in
to get
in the morning.
Yes, and I knew I had to get up at 7. Laying there, I said, thank you, Lord, for helping my mind today. Although I do trust God in my spirit, sometimes getting the answer to my mind, my thought processes, is a challenge. At this time, I was the ministry. I was running the ministry, or you know, the financial,
the business of the ministry, yeah. The financials completely, yeah. By yourself.
Right? Uh-huh. Having the position of responsibility God had placed me in, the inadequacies in myself was somewhat of a challenge. To my amazement, I heard a voice that was talking to me. Oh, how sweet this voice was. It was so relaxing, so calm. And as the buzzer went off, I pressed the button and I said, I want to focus in on this voice again. Actually, I thought it was coming from the radio. And then when I figured it out,
Heard it with your outer ears, right?
When I tried to, I did. And then, I'm not sure if my outer ears or my real ears, But when I focused in on the voice, that's when I went into the spirit.
Uh-huh.
When I focused in on the voice. So I saw a network of light. And being a physical education major, this is the best way to describe it. A network of neurons, the nervous system. When an impulse goes to the brain, then to the nervous system who performs a particular part, then it goes to the nervous system who performs a particular part of the body. It goes to the brain first and then to the nervous system. Except light was the impulse traveling. That light was the neurons. I saw some impulses that were dead end, and they looked like light. I saw the main spinal cord would be the main, you know, where your impulses go up. And then from the spinal cord were like little capillaries.
Did you actually see a human body or just
no? That's the analogy. It was like a network. I explained it that way. Some people like to call it.
But you saw a networking of things that were like neurons.
Yeah, I saw the main light, which would have been, to me, being the nervous system, would have been the spinal cord.
There was a beam of light, a main light.
Mm-hmm. That was long. And then out from the main light were these little, which would be like the neurons, but it was actually light, like little capillaries of light.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some impulses that would... The main light was the center stem or the center spinal cord or center artery or
the spine, you might say.
Yeah, and then I saw these other ones that would dead end and kind of thin out. And the Lord told me that as long as I stayed on that main path, that main course, that main light, all I had to do was depend on this light, this course, and this would bypass the doubt and fears of everyday decisions I would encounter to make. He said he wanted to make every decision concerning the ministry. He says, you have thought that smaller decisions you can make, but he said, I am CEO of Prayer Mountain in these Ozarks. I had a strong sensation that he was the head man. This turned to a solemn time. I cried asking for his forgiveness. At this time, it was as if he were standing in the room. The presence of God was strong. I saw a block of time, a square, and out of the square was a block. This block of time was to ask the CEO for guidance, saying wisdom scriptures, and listening to the still small voice. Not a devotion, but if I were to meet with the President of the United States in his Oval Office and say, sir, what do I do today? I was also to have to put him in a place. He had a place in the ministry as CEO of my heart and mind. And just retrospect, I see that as waiting on God. Mm-hmm. You know, how you wait on the Lord. Oh, what a relief. He wanted to make every decision small and large. I enclosed my eyes and I could see him. No face, just his robes down. It had jewels on it, reflecting so much light or from the color of the jewels. His robe looked a coral color. I knew he was teaching me on this light and the wisdom. I started crying. So it was like I went to heaven. It was like I could see into heaven and I could see him teaching like on the steps of a marble beneath him on light. And when he taught on it, he didn't stop. I couldn't catch everything, but just because I couldn't catch it, his voice was melodic. And he kept with the beat. He never stopped what he was speaking on. And I caught what he was saying more in my spirit. I saw how he was teaching on this light and the wisdom. I started crying. I said, how wonderful you are. You created the world like this, I said in my spirit. He didn't say anything back, but I knew I was right. And I later found out a scripture where it said he created the world with wisdom. And it was either in Proverbs or Psalm. I'm not sure which one. But I found where he created it. He said, I saw a light number line. He said that certain subjects in the Bible had gone on this light number line.
Traveled on it.
And the number line was vertical. It wasn't...
kind of like a thermometer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew prosperity had gone on this, had passed by this natural realm and has gone into the glory. The top of it was glory. But he said he had other arenas that needed to bypass this natural realm, other subjects, and to go into the glory. I could sense his vastness, his manifold wisdom. It was with me the rest of the day.
Now, Brenda, you saw this like a thermometer when he's teaching on it. And I know you told me he was standing there teaching. Did he have a blackboard or a whiteboard? Or you told me it was just like a teacher. And he was teaching on light.
Yeah.
And how light comes to us and how it advances. And we're to stay on that straight light, not go off on those capillaries.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people had taken light, and they had taken the light that they had gotten, and they went off from the main river.
Mm-hmm.
And went on a tributary.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stuck in the tributary with their water.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's no more out. There's no more. They've got to get back some more water. They're going to have to get back on that main river. And they did have some light, but it was very small.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get any more light.
And the light is to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And it increases by your letting him be the CEO of this business, this ministry, or of your life.
Yeah.
Now, how did he tell you you could get this from him? Give me the steps, he said again. Do what?
He said, I saw a block of time, a square.
So you were to cut out this block of time.
Uh-huh.
You're to measure it out. You're
uh-huh.
to say, from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock or uh-huh. 10 o'clock, I'm going to
uh-huh.
do this.
Uh-huh.
All right, you sit before him, and then what?
And wisdom scriptures, which came to mind, were the Ephesians, which, you know, Mom says a lot, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you.
He told you to meditate scriptures on wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom.
Oh, my. Because the word of God is the source of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And he told you that if you wanted to know how to make the business decisions, and he wanted to be the CEO.
Yeah.
He didn't want you even making the little ones.
No.
And you repented over that. That you hadn't
yeah.
consulted him.
Yeah.
So he wanted you to meditate on such scriptures as, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the what?
Spirit.
Spirit of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom, and he will guide you
mm-hmm.
into all truth.
Into the light. Too.
Into the light. And so we're going to be back tomorrow here. And I'll have my grandson with me tomorrow. Because he said, you're young men.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see visions. And Brandon has seen a vision of the Lord, more than one. And we're going to get him to tell about it. And his mother will be here with you. Because it's really rather unusual what happened. But we want people to know that these things are happening, and that there is a guidance, there is a way to judge them. So this is Billy Brim and Brenda saying shalom.
Goodbye.